million Ukrainians have fled the fighting. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but some are going the other direction, into Ukraine, to join the fight or bring more aid, like Oleg, who's leaving Philadelphia today, telling Fox.
Well, I'm taking with me MREs. I'm taking first aid supplies, like quick clot. And in Poland, once I get there, I'm going to get food to take with me.
And while there's an attempt to end the war with Russians and Ukrainians in talks now, the fighting is intensifying. Russia's taking control of a few cities and gunning for another.
The town of Kharkiv under heavy rocket fire right now. The locals tell us the rounds that are coming down are Grad rockets. It is to soften the battlefield, essentially clear an area out of every living thing so you can advance your armor or infantry. In this case, it is being fired into the urban population. And this is a kind of indiscriminate fire that we were concerned about.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv, and as a convoy of Russian tanks head toward the capital.
Today we see people coming out of their bomb shelters, going into the streets, and heading to stores and banks that are still open. There's a real understanding this could be the very beginning of a very bloody urban battle.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv, and this as the U.S. is putting a further squeeze on Russia. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, the Treasury Department says the latest sanctions not only target the Russian Central Bank, but state investment funds. It's joined by Germany, France, the UK, Italy, Japan, the EU, and others. It effectively freezes any assets of the Russian Central Bank in the U.S. or held by Americans. It comes as ordinary Russians are facing potential price hikes. People there lining up at banks and ATMs to pull their money. Sanctions could also affect their ability to move around. Moscow public transport officials warn people could have problems using Apple Pay, Google Pay, and Samsung Pay to pay metro, bus, or train fare because one of the Russian banks facing sanctions handles those payments. Dave.
Tanya, stock markets are down across Europe and on Wall Street. Dow futures are down more than 400 points. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fox News.
Ahead of the Russia-Ukraine talks today, Russian leader Vladimir Putin put his nuclear forces on high alert. The U.S. did not follow suit. Fox's Jennifer Griffin's at the Pentagon.
The Russians believe in practicing escalation, including chemical warfare, to secure their objectives. At the same time, intelligence analysts think Putin is attempting to escalate to de-escalate. That is why he is putting his nuclear weapons on high alert while also offering to negotiate with President Zelensky. He may be trying to scare the West into pressuring Zelensky to step aside, which appears unlikely.
That's Fox's Jennifer Griffin again. North Korea still in a nuclear standoff with the U.S., claims it is testing cameras to put on a spy satellite that after launching another missile test. COVID cases keep falling, down 6 straight weeks from the record Omicron wave, 461,000 last week in the U.S., the fewest since late July as Delta was just starting to hit. Many states have or will lift mask mandates and other COVID restrictions. 2 cities also taking action, ending moratoriums on evictions tomorrow.
The San Antonio Housing Authority says more than 4,000 homes are behind on the rent. But the chief operating officer of the authority said they're not going to start enforcing evictions, especially as evidence shows those who are furthest behind on the rent are the lowest income folks. They're asking people to set up payment plans with the housing authority and seek financial aid through the city. And in Seattle, after a city council vote to extend the moratorium failed, evictions can resume there as well, though officials note there are still millions of dollars allocated for rental assistance and some other current protections in place that were passed during the pandemic. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
They are the pre-Oscars, or a group of them, Screen Actors Guild Awards, handed out last night on TNT. A movie about a deaf family, Coda, won Best Ensemble.
This validates the fact that we deaf actors can work just like anybody else.
Marley Matten, one through an interpreter. For TV, the cast of Succession won Best Drama, the Best Comedy Ensemble, Ted Lasso. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.